You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Hey, everybody. It's Tim Miller from The Bulwark, and I'm here with the potato to somebody, to my friends, a trio of us from The Bulwark. It's managing editor Sam Stein, Will Summer, who is known for his like prominent hand fingers.
Oh, and
I'm just talking about how, like, if you give him a high five, you're like, whoa, that guy has a powerful high five.
I'll take it. I kind of like this.
So anyway, fellas, Will Summer has a newsletter called False Flag, and he posted one last night. Sam Stein edited it. I read it, and I just, I don't know why I'm here, kind of. I just to listen. It's truly something.
What did you think of it?
It was head spin. It just took some twists and turns I didn't expect. It was head spinning. And I first thought it was going to be a profile of this maybe Russian operative that interviewed Tucker Carlson. And then we end up on a journey where Will Summer is in a suburban, shopping mall, a strip mall, a suburban strip mall where he is like being handed bath salts and having some like vitamin D lights shown on him. So anyway, I was like, I didn't think that's where we were going. So I want you guys to explain to me what this is, why we should care.
It's crazy.
And I guess we should start with you, Will.
Sure. Yeah. So so this one is like I said, I mean, it's kind of experimental story. This is you'll want a trip guide to sit with you as you consume this content. So basically, a few weeks ago, this woman named Elizabeth Lane came on the right wing media scene. She's from the Republic of Georgia. No one had ever heard of her. And she said, "Hey, guys, I'm Elizabeth Lane. Here's my interview with Tucker Carlson." And all these people on the right said, "Who the heck? Where did this woman come from? What?" And as Tim said, she's very pro-Putin. So, you know, it was a weird situation. So I looked into it, and she works for a website called Unified TV. That's Unified with a Y. And I started looking into this, and I said, gosh, you know, they've got Tucker, they've got Jocko Willink, the former Navy SEAL, who's kind of one of these Rogan, like, get tough guys. James O'Keefe is listed as one of their contributors. What's going on here? And what's going on here?
And are they doing big numbers over there at Unified TV? Are they doing Bulwark style numbers?
Right.
They're not quite at Bulwark numbers, though maybe we could learn from their revenue streams. But they're at in Elizabeth Lane's case, I mean, her videos are getting like 500 views with Jocko Willink, stuff like this. And it was a very weird situation. And so I decided to dig into it.
All right. I'll pick up here, I suppose, because as I'm editing this, I'm like, where the fuck is this going? This is so weird. I don't understand it. And then we get to like this idea of like, actually, who is funding this company, Unified TV? And what's this guy's name? How do you pronounce it?
Jason Shurka.
Shurka.
Yeah.
Jason Shurka. Had you ever, Tim, heard of Jason Shurka?
I had not.
Okay. Yeah. No, me neither. So explain who this dude is.
So he's this guy, he's kind of like a youngish kind of guy, he's new agey, he's sort of risen to prominence on the right and in sort of, I guess, kind of like what you would call kind of like MAHA sphere, sort of the fringe.
This is
MAHA.
Like this is fringy MAHA, like let's be real.
Exactly. Although RFK Jr. is also mixed up in this.
What is he preaching, basically?
So basically his claim to fame is that he claims he's in contact with a benevolent cabal known as the Light System. And he has a video where he's like, the Light System, I'm not an initiated member. I'm not a made man in the Light System, but I'm sort of a fellow traveler. And their whole goal is to ascend humanity. By the way, folks, I didn't find just one random kook here. there's tens of millions of dollars at stake here. So basically he says, I am in touch with the light system and they all want us all to become vegans. They want us all to be nicer to each other so that we can eventually reach interstellar travel in the light system. It's some aliens, some immortal being.
I'm sorry. I have a question. I have something that I missed from the story. Sure. The light system, I thought it was like literally a system of light.
Well, it is. But his initial thing
there's two versions.
So there's a cabal of like there are elders of
yeah, the but do we know system. Who the elders are? Do we have any idea who's in this cabal?
There's one that will appear on his YouTube show sometimes named Ray, and Ray kind of covers up his identity and he goes, hey. and so he's all shrouded. He's wearing a hoodie and gloves, and he sort of conveniently is always taking Jason Shirk aside to be sort of like if we interviewed someone for the Bulwark and they said, you know, Sam was right about that idea.
Well, you do that anyways. So this light system cabal has Jason Shirk as its spokesperson, and how do they what do they do other than preach?
So parallel to this, there's this woman named Dr. Sandra Rose Michael. And I will say the doctor title, it's a little loose here. She's not an MD, let's say. Yeah. There's been a lot of accusations about where that's coming from.
More credits or fewer than Dr. Jill Biden, would you say?
I would say Dr. Jill Biden is like a more of a doctor level scientist. More. doctor. And so basically parallel to this, for about 20 years, this woman named Sandra Rose Michael, who's also very new agey, she says, she's claimed that aliens gave her the idea for this medical device that she calls the EE system. And in practice, and we can show some footage here, it's like a screen. It's a screensaver, basically, that shows, sure, it looks like English, sort of. It shows different colors and languages.
How can it look like English, sort of?
It's sort of random letters. And I think she has like
a custom font. You just don't get it, Tim. You don't get it. You're not on the level here.
And so for decades, she's been claiming, you know, I've got this screen that will heal people. And then she teams up with Jason Shirka because his sister's dog is healed by it. And he claims the light system cabal said, you got to get on board with this lady. But I think what may have happened here is he sees these screens that aren't like really making a ton of money. And he goes, cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching.
Hold on. At this point, I think we need to just, it's important. Cause as I was editing this, I admit it was like, what the fuck is going on? I can't follow. So maybe it's important to recap and then we can move on.
Yeah.
Jason Shirka, who claims to be a spokesperson for the light system, a cabal of new agey spiritualists who want to make everyone vegan and send them to heaven, finds a potential cash cow in this company called EE Systems, which is selling recliners where you can basically sit back and watch a TV screen. And that supposedly is going to heal you. So
the light system cabal purchases a literal light system.
Correct.
And they merge.
At this point, I just want to be clear. Shirka is not involved with Unified TV yet. He's just part of this cabal and he's doing this recliner thing. But then they get into business together and they make a lot of money, right?
Yeah, so they make, this comes out later in court records, but they're clearing 30, 40 million a year during the pandemic and a little after that because, you know,
people want to buy these healing systems so you can buy these chairs.
And they come
or I guess
home?
You can go to a location.
You can either go to a center where you're paying about $100 per hour to sit in the recliner, get zapped or what have you.
Paying this money? I guess,
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, this is a real thing. I mean, they claim to have 800 around the world. I mean, I think verifiably.
It's not a real thing, but it's a real thing that people go.
It's a real thing.
800 what? 800 stores?
800 centers. You can buy one for your house and it's probably, I mean, they vary. One is like a pyramid. You know, maybe that could sit on a table and that's going to run you, I don't know, $10,000.
What the fuck?
And so they're clearing 30, 40 million a year.
It's a lot of money.
Okay. All right. Now what? Now what are they doing with all that revenue?
So then Jason, who's doing who's sort of making a lot of money from in various aspects of this, he says, you know what? I'm ready to cash out. Why don't you guys buy my company, the company that makes the machines? Why don't you buy it from me for, let's say, $30 million? And they say, oh, yikes, I don't know. And then they start, the company that makes the machines starts getting letters from the light system cabal saying, you better pay Jason this money or else. And they say, oh my gosh, the cabal is here. And they're freaking out and they're saying, oh my gosh, okay. Would 10 million do? And they start kind of negotiating here. But ultimately, in January 2025, the negotiations break down. Jason says, you know what? Whatever, I'm going to sell my own machines, basically identical, and these are called the Light System. So there's this big rivalry now in the Light System, EE System community. And the other thing I would say is the people if who...
My brain invested, is breaking.
Oh my God.
My brain is like literally
there's
breaking.
Enough demand for this to create multiple
two machines.
Competitors. It's Coke and Pepsi.
This is Coke and Pepsi.
Yeah. And I mean, it's getting ugly. And so Jason records a video with the Light System with Ray saying, you know, Sandra Rose Michael, the money went to her head. The cabal disowns her and all this stuff. And so basically, how do we bring this back to Tucker Carlson? Well,
Bulwark Takes is sponsored by Calm. Is anyone else feeling this year is flying by too fast or not going fast enough, frankly, that where did all the time go? Anxiety is quite real and it can leave you feeling scattered and behind. Calm gives you permission to slow down even when everything else is speeding up. Calm is the number one app for sleep and meditation, and it's here to help you feel better. If you're feeling like you could use some support navigating life's ups and downs, get the relief you need with Calm sessions. They include guided meditations to help you work through anxiety and stress, boost your focus, build healthier habits, and take better care of yourself and your physical health. Sleep stories, sleep meditations, and calming music to help you drift off to a restful sleep quickly and naturally. God knows I need that. Grounding exercises to help you reset and relax when you're feeling overwhelmed. Expert-led talks to help you handle grief, improve self-esteem, and improve relationships and more. The Calm app puts the tools you need right in your pocket, so stress and anxiety relief is always within reach. Calm has over 2 million five-star reviews and can help you stress less, sleep more, and live mindfully. Calm your mind. Change your life. Calm has an exclusive offer just for listeners of our show. Get 40% off Calm premium subscriptions at calm.com/bulwarktakes. This is, and I stress this, an amazing value. Go to calm.com/bulwarktakes for 40% off unlimited access to Calm's entire library. calm.com/bulwarktakes. Tell Calm you heard about them from me, Sam Stein. Thanks a bunch. Wait, let's pause for a second. Because it's important to recap here. The Light System cabal has created a Light System chair that's competing with the EE System chair. And they're also threatening the EE System people saying, hey, you need to pay Jason for his, you know, what is it? Like he has a separate company to like, you know, promote and do sales and they won't do it. And so they have a legal battle that's now enjoined. And that's where we're finding out all this information, correct?
That's exactly right. That's where all of this stuff is spilling out.
Okay. Wow. Okay.
So how do we get back to Tucker? Okay. So now we have the Coke and Pepsi of the kind of woo-woo Light System, sit in a chair and your dog will no longer have rabies or whatever, you know, fleas. Okay. So put your dog in the chair. No more fleas for the dog. We're excited. This company becomes so popular that they're now there's a spinoff and somehow Tucker Carlson is what promoting.
Sure. So Jason Shurka is very into influencer promoting. And so he's built out this kind of right wing media outlet called Unified TV. And like I said, it's roping in people like Tucker. And I will say to Tucker's credit, he's not sitting in front of a Light System and saying this is incredible, but there seems to be this effort to kind of like build.
That's only to his credit because RFK Jr. was.
Yes,
and James O'Keefe.
Yes, and James O'Keefe had this incredible moment last year where he goes, you know, I'm James O'Keefe. You know, I love my undercover stings. I'm going to wear a hidden camera in and blow the lid off this EE System scam. And he goes in and he goes, whoa, I'm energized. And he comes out and he says, I'm so much less anxious. I have to go back as a real customer this time.
What did RFK Jr. do when he appeared?
RFK Jr. seemed more baffled by it than anything. I mean, he sort of sat next to it, and at one point he goes, oh yeah, you know, I noticed you set this up here in my house, and they say, and we're going to give it to you as a gift.
And did he take the gift, as far as we know?
I mean, he sort of goes, okay, you know, great, thanks.
All right, so Jason Shurkin,
he's the Secretary of Health and Human Services at this point.
Was it at this point or was it prior to that?
No, no, no. I just mean, like, now. Like, right now he's the Secretary of Health and Human Services. So, like, even if you just kind of sat in a video with it in your house, in your room, and I think you're pretty complicit here.
Suspect. So, okay, so Shurkin's got this whole kind of group called Unified, that is like where all his interests are, you know, put together, including light systems, chairs, and things like that. And Unified is also running, this Unified World is also running Unified TV, which hosts Elizabeth Lane, among other people. And then Elizabeth Lane randomly gets Tucker Carlson booked, even though she has like 1,000 Twitter followers at the time. Is the implication that Tucker's getting some kickback from the recliner chair healing enterprise or no?
You know, I don't have proof of that. I mean, there is stuff in the court documents about how Jason Shurkin was given all this money to spend on getting in interviews with influencers a few years ago. And so there seems to be a lot of money flowing around, you know, bringing, I mean, they're getting some big names, like I said, Jocko Willink, James O'Keefe. I mean, to the extent, we don't know if Tucker was paid, but I think if you pull back.
And clearly James O'Keefe was paid. Like that was.
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
Yeah.
In Tucker's case, this woman is, as a gay man, I can just be the one to say this. The woman's hot and she's pro Russia. So it's possible that, I guess I'm just saying, like, there is another rationale for Tucker doing this interview besides taking some cash from the
lightsaber
chairs people. But I guess it could be both or either. But it feels like Russia hotness or taking money from the lightsaber chairs.
Could be both.
Theories. Yeah. Here, I think.
All right, let's get to the good part. So you come to me with this story idea. This is crazy, but now it gets really funny. You come to me with a story idea and you're like, oh, there's also a EE Systems Center in Arlington, Virginia.
Vienna.
Mm-hmm. Vienna, Virginia. Sorry.
A little further out on the orange line.
Sorry. Well, we send you there. Yes. And we sprung big time cash for it, $60. Tell us about what it's like.
So I drove out there. It's a, you know, it's kind of a strip mall. They also had a cryotherapy office there. So I go in and it's
what's the sign say out front?
You know, all of these are very vague. It's like, you know, the Vitality Center, the energy and mind. And so I went in and they were so excited to see me. And they said,
what was next door? I'm sorry. I just need to paint a bigger picture. Is it like a Domino's that's next
a
door?
Car wash. There was a car wash.
Heal yourself, wash your car. They should bundle services.
So I went in and they give you a gift bag. So it's earplugs in case the other people in the room with you are snoring. It's an eye mask and bath salts. And the important part about the bath salts is because they think this is all energy waves. So that you're going to get, you know, blasted with the energy waves. And then they tell you, take a bath soon, within 24 hours. And you're going to have this energetic bath salts that's going to be charged up for you. And they said, also, by the way, you better drink a ton of water because it gets pretty crazy in there. And I will say they made me sign this thing that was like, you know, I won't touch the EE system or I could charge $1,500. It was kind of like a membership association. I kind of felt like I was joining a church. But then also they said, you know, we have to do this because we don't assert that it'll heal you. But then she said, but to be clear, it definitely will heal you. You
know? Oh my God. I think my favorite part of the piece was the art that you sent in. Because you got to understand the image of this is like you're on just a reclining chair. And as far as I can tell me if I'm wrong, in the corner of the room, it looks like they just stacked six kind of relatively old TVs. And that's wires coming out from everywhere all over the place. The TVs each have different colors and weird.
In one of the lawsuits related to this, someone says, like, yeah, they're just TVs we got from Costco. Like, they claim there's some other aspect, but they said, yeah, we just buy the monitors at Costco.
It looks like it. And the ceiling looks just like this. Honestly, that's what the ceiling looks like.
You're just in, like, an office. Like, they don't, like, put you in, like, an enclosed space. Like, have you ever done the gravity thing where you lay in the gravity, you lay in the water in the gravity, in the zero gravity containers. No. Have you ever done one of those? I was kind of expecting that. Like, you'd be at least in a container of some kind. Like, you're just sitting in a room with six TVs on. Like, you could be at a sports
club. There's nothing sophisticated about it. It's just, there's wires over radiators with, like, weird drawn curtains. industrial office decor. It's like, I mean, I could set up a fucking situation right here and charge people and say, oh, I'm going to heal you. It would be the same thing.
It was crazy. And there's no, you know, being so like electronic and wave based, I thought they'd be like no phones or anything, but everyone's just kind of in there watching Netflix or like flicking on their phones or whatever.
Have your phones? There were other people in the room with you?
Yeah. So, and that's the other thing is because I know people, after the story has come out, people have said, no one used this. Is Will found one random crackpot. But just, I went in the middle of the day on a Friday and there were three.
It wasn't the middle of the day. It was 10 a.m.
It was 10 a.m. Yeah. And there were three other people just chilling in there with me. And they were there when I left. So I was there for 2 hours. So, I mean, I don't know how much they had booked. Probably would have cost like $200.
You sat in that room for 2 hours?
He fell asleep.
Yeah. Well, you can nap. You know, I mean, it was great to me. I mean, I don't get a ton of sleep. So, you know, I thought, you know, this bulwark job is pretty sweet. You know, I get to go take a nap in the middle of the day. It was great. And you know, look,
I would be scared of what the other people in the room. What if they're creepy? What if they started touching you?
They were sort of older people. I wasn't too concerned.
Old people can be creepy.
But I mean, it did bum me out in a way. I mean, this thing is so weird, but it is also, you know, people seemed really like prepared for it. They came in with their blankets, you know, posted up for a while. And, you know, when I left, they said, well, did you feel anything? And I said, well, you know, I didn't feel, you know, like a big moment. But and they said, did you feel energized? And I mean, yeah, but I mean, I had just taken a nap and sort of laid in and relaxed in a dark room for a couple hours. So, yeah, I mean, I felt a little better than I did.
Did you do the bath with the bath salts?
You know, I haven't taken the bath salts. I'm saving that for a real moment when I need it.
I know you said there's like quasi English on these TVs, but like what actually is going, describe if you can, what's being projected on them?
I mean, it's just sort of gobbledygook. I mean, it almost looks like sort of static we know from the lawsuits that it's basically programmed language. The one thing I would add that didn't make it
into is that supposed to give you healing powers or?
Well, the machines have different buttons. And so like, for example.
What do you mean the machines, the chairs?
The screens. So like according to the user's manual, and there's certain things that will say like, you know, like sexual healing, or you know, like energy, and you press these different buttons, and the colors are supposed to offer you, in this case, you know, a sexual energy or a you know, more, you know, to heal.
You know what colors Tim would press?
Did you feel any? Did you feel any additional sexual energy? Did you feel any additional sexual energy?
Well, I don't know what setting mine was on. Maybe it was like my mitochondria was getting regenerated. I mean, they talk a lot.
That's what the bath salts are for.
Yeah. There's a lot of mitochondrial concerns out there when you're at the airport.
Yeah. You can't watch those kids with deficiencies. Like,
whoa. All right. Well, this was great.
I still don't really understand it. I've gone through it like four times.
I guess I have one more question. I understand the scam part of it pretty straightforward.
It's not real?
The media side of it. I'm just a little bit concerned. It's just like, essentially the theory here is I guess my question is, do you think that the media platforms where they're promoting MAGA, MAHA, Russia stuff is the goal? Like it's a guy that has ideology and so he's using his money to whatever, give platforms to crazy right-wing people? Or do you think that he's using the MAGA people as a business opportunity to get more money for the light, the cabal of the light people?
Yeah, I think Jason Shurka is a kind of like a right-wing conspiracy theorist guy. A lot of his stuff does echo QAnon, the idea of kind of like white hats versus black hats. But I also think, you know, he's seen what a fabulous money-making opportunity this could be. And so I think, you know, businesses sometimes sponsor media outlets. Obviously, airlines have in-flight magazines. I think Dollar Shave Club sponsored a website for a while about kind of like men's lifestyle. So, you know, why not the light system?
All right. Oh, well, everybody out there, I'm sure they're going to have a big day tomorrow. It's going to be a big Wednesday for the Bulwark YouTube audience. They're going to look up their local EE system, see if they can go get a little midday nap in, get some mitochondrial juice, some sexual energy, and
some bath salts.
And good luck out there. This is what you come to us for. I appreciate everybody. Subscribe to the feed. Go to thebulwark.com and subscribe to Will Summers' newsletter because it's wonderful. And we'll be trioing with you again soon.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA. Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited. Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.